Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome to the Jim Jefferies Show podcast. I'm Jim Jefferies. I'm here with Forrest Shaw. We have some sad news for you all.
You gotta sing the song for me.
Oh, Jim Jefferies Show podcast. That was a sad version of the song. Because we have some sad news. Comedy Central have decided that they like the podcast that The Daily Show do, where they don't actually do a podcast. And they just show clips of the actual show.
I don't think they show them. They just play them.
They just play the audio of the show onto a podcast. And they've decided that that would be better for us. And I think I just think there were standards and practices were getting upset with us, and it turns out my ad reading wasn't as good as it may have been. So this is the last podcast. This is the last podcast we'll be recording. I may be podcasting in the future. Who knows? On a different place. Forrest, would you join me if I podcasted somewhere else?
Yeah, it'd probably be the same room. I think it'd be in the exact same time. It just would be called the Jim Jefferies podcast.
But at the moment, the Jim Jefferies Show podcast, if you listen to it, especially if you're in a country where you don't get the Jim Jefferies Show, that might be a good place to listen to the podcast. If it starts out rating us doing this, it is going to be disappointing for me. But that's where we're at. I'm going to list you some upcoming dates. These are my last upcoming dates I can advertise. I'm at April 5th, the Ace Theatre, Los Angeles. That show is sold out, but I like to tell you all about the ones you can't get into. But luckily, we added an extra show, April 6th at the Ace Theatre. That's the Saturday, and there's still tickets for that. April 13th, the Hippodrome Theatre, Baltimore, MD. That means the Baltimore's a doctor, I assume.
Maryland.
Okay, MD.
Yeah. You knew that, right?
Yeah, I do.
Did you know where Baltimore was?
It's in Maryland,
And the show today, I thought you didn't know where it was. You said it's close by.
No, I didn't. I know it's as miles. It's on the other side of the country. I like to say things. It's close to the tri-state area. I don't know what the tri-states are. I just say that it's over the flyover states in the Midwest, near the Bible Belt, near the Rust Belt, near the Great Lakes, Baltimore. We have a guest with us this evening, Mr. Taylor Williamson.
Yes. Hey. This is your credits. Did you give us these credits? Runner-up on season 8 of America's Got Talent and semi-finalist on Last Comic Standing.
Yeah, I did those.
I know, but it seems like it's like second place.
America's Got Talent. You came second to a man who wasn't even American.
Can you imagine what's happening in this world?
Yeah. And he was
Japanese, was he?
Yeah. A Japanese guy. The fun thing though,
I saw a picture with you. I don't know if you're friends with him.
He's my friend. You know, but people come to me, they say racist things, so that's cool. You know
what?
My actor used to talk about, like, I lost to a Japanese guy, and I make silly jokes about it, tongue in cheek, whatever. Mm. But people come to me, they say truly racist things, like, yeah, I agree with you. I'm like, oh, I was just joking, it's my friend.
What did you say racist things? Because saying I totally agree with you isn't really that racist a comment, unless you said racist things, because you could have been complimenting him. I feel like you fueled this Asian fire.
Oh my God! Now I have to explain myself more. What did I say? Like, I wish Godzilla was real. You know, like stuff like that. Just like Japanese people ruined my life. Like, we should close the borders. They stole my money. And
I always think that we're due for a Godzilla, because there was that, like, what was it, like 8 years ago? There was that earthquake in Japan. With a nuclear power plant fell down.
Yeah.
That's where you get Godzilla from. All the elements are lining up. All the elements are lining up. But also that same year, we threw Bin Laden into the ocean. So I'm expecting massive Bin Laden and a Godzilla and an epic battle.
Wow. Wait, who do we want? Godzilla?
We want Godzilla to win, but then, you know, fuck, we want to get rid of Godzilla. It's Alien versus Predator.
It's a real Sophie's choice.
Whoever wins, we lose.
So if you want to hear more racist Asian comments by Taylor Williamson, just go to his IG or Twitter account, Taylor Comedy.
Good
just
Lord.
He's Insta- as a plug, you know.
You're racist on Instagram?
I'm kidding.
Yeah, like I'm sure you can hear in his voice that he's doing the eyes right now, but you can actually...
the racist eyes?
Yeah, yeah. You know, the Asian eyes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, put your hands down. Stop pulling them to the side.
Good Lord.
Why have we been told not to podcast anymore? I can't crack it.
You had racist guests on.
For the last one, though, they knew.
Do you find with America's Got Talent, because we just were in Vegas and we saw Cirque du Soleil, and there's people just twirling around the roof and dangling down, all that stuff. And then you're like, these people are the greatest gymnasts of all time. I've never seen people doing anything close to this. And then you watch America's Got Talent, and it's just like two guys that can sit on each other's heads. And then they're like, I could really see a show in this. You guys are spectacular. And you're like, they could be a small part of Cirque du Soleil, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, not a fucking show.
Well, they're all Russian, Cirque du Soleil, right? Russian, French.
Eastern European.
Russia's Got Talent's going to be fun.
Did the Asian guy get to do, I'm sure he's got a name. What's his name?
I'm not kidding. His name is the Asian guy.
Really?
Kenichi Ebina is his name.
Come on, don't make up a name.
Nah,
that was
worse.
Super racist.
Yeah, so his name's Kenichi.
Yeah.
And did Kenichi get to have a show in Vegas?
No, but it's misleading. They said you get your own headline show in Vegas, but we did a whole tour and there was one show in Vegas. So like when the acts get a show in Vegas, I think they get it on their own, you know?
Oh, right, because we play the Terry Fader Theater, and he's been there for 10 years and he was like the first guy to win it. Yeah. I'm always weirded out by ventriloquists as well. I'm like, okay, I get that you don't make your lips move, so it is to seem as though the puppet is speaking. But, you know, if you did occasionally slip up and let your lips move, I'm not going to be like, what? I thought that fucking puppet was real. When did this happen? That guy's moving his lips. This whole premise is bullshit.
They love ventriloquism. Another ventriloquist just won, a teenage girl.
Really? A teenage girl ventriloquist?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the winners
Darcy
right
Lynn,
now.
Yeah.
Right?
What's her name?
Darcy Lynn.
She does the same thing Terry Fader does, but she's a small girl.
The singing and the ventriloquism and all that. She's selling out, like... I met her mom, you know, like, and she's like showing me, like, I'm like, how's it going with Darcy, you know? And like, because I'm like, yeah, you get a couple of years and it fades off, right? She's like, that's my perspective. Yeah. And then she shows me a camera phone. She's doing like stadium, like football stadiums.
Really?
She's like 14. She's a superstar.
A comedian's never won, right?
Yeah.
Runner up a couple.
Well, you could argue that a ventriloquist is a type of comedian. You could. They play comedy clubs.
I'm not stand up. Like stand up comics have come close. You've come close. Tom Cotter.
Tom Cotter.
Preacher Lawson a couple years ago. But it's like I'm looking at the list now. It's just like all ventriloquists.
Well, the problem is that it's not spectacular. Like my most hated group of entertainers is dance crews. I can't fucking stand a dance crew when they come up. First of all,
Jabberwockies?
It's just like a fucking pussy activity.
Do you remember we got stuck watching the Jabberwockies?
Yeah, the Jabberwockies are smart though, because they wear the mask so they can rotate people in and out. You don't know which Jabberwocky's gone and which one's still there. All the original Jabberwockies, their bones would be too sore from all the flipping. But it's always like, yeah, if I didn't find dance, then I'd just be on the street causing mischief. And I'm like, were those your two options? Street hoodlum gangster or dance? Why don't you learn a bit of carpentry or something? Pick up a trade, fucking dance. Could you imagine being in high school? It's a job. It's a real job.
No, I know, but I don't
Jesus
feel like...
Jesus was one for us, for Christ's sake. Anyway... My thing is, could you imagine, like, I remember being tentative about telling people when I was a teenager that I wanted to be a comedian. I remember being going like, oh, I'm interested in comedy, I'm thinking about doing, and like, I couldn't imagine like, okay, one, I really like dance. Sure, you can really like dance, but finding other mates, like, how do you approach that where you go, I like dancing, do you want to dance with me and find eight other people to dance with me?
Yeah, but I think you do have to be like scouted, like as a troublemaker. Remember the movie Only the Strong? The Capoeira movie.
Oh yeah, Capoeira. I remember as soon as you said that, that weird, the Brazilian. Yeah. It's like a dance, but also a martial art.
They were all in gangs, and then like the principal or something was like, "Hey, come
yeah,
on."
Yeah, got him out of the got him out of the dance. Slums.
No, please.
It says Jesus wasn't a carpenter. It says gospelgeeks.net.
He was a carpenter. Mm. Joseph was a carpenter, and he helped out with the carpentry.
Once Jesus was born, he was like trying to teach him carpentry.
Yeah,
he was, like,
but
I'm
he
not
couldn't do. He
shit.
Couldn't do like dove joints or anything like that. He couldn't bevel, right? He couldn't do the real good stuff. But he sanded and shellacked things.
Yeah, but have some respect.
I mean, Jesus,
you got racist. You got anti-Christian.
He didn't become Jesus till he was 30. He didn't do any miracles or shit until he was 30. What do you think he was doing for the first 30 years? Just hanging around on the doll? Of course he was
being
putting bits of wood. No, yeah. Life expectancy was 28.
No one's first job is son of God.
Oh,
okay?
Wait, this is something he did. Although most evangelicals would reject it. Histrosity.
He went into a church once.
It tells a story of Jesus magically extending a piece of wood his stepfather Joseph had cut too short.
I remember extending a lot of wood when I was a teenager as well. I didn't claim to be a carpenter or magical. What?
It was
his
dad's wood.
Watch me make this thing grow.
Wait, it was his dad's wood though.
Yeah, and also it was before porn. Must have been hard to find a reason back then. I assume they were more, you know, ooh, there's an ankle. That looks good.
Wood.
So we took mushrooms this week, and that was good. That was good.
Have you done mushrooms ever?
No. Where do you get those?
They're from the ground.
I'm fucking blow the guy's spot up.
But like you get, are those
what
are
the address?
But like you, how do you? Where do you like you just find a guy and you trust him?
Well, no. You just pick him out of fields, man. We didn't really. That never happened.
Yep. Because we're still on Comedy Central.
Yeah, I forgot Comedy Central still listening to this. Ah, well.
If we didn't do mushrooms, then I have some questions about Friday.
I haven't had a drink for 30 days. I'm just having a little break, so I thought I'll do a bit of mushrooms instead.
Yeah. I just started drinking.
You just started drinking?
I've never drank in my life, honestly. I'm 32. And like recently, I was just like, what am I doing in my life, you know? And
What are you doing? So you started drinking.
I've been trying to sell a show for like 4 years where I try things I've never done before. And I accepted that I'm probably not going to sell this thing. And I'm like, what am I doing? And I can just lie.
And then you got depressed and started drinking.
What's your drink?
Well, I get like if I'm on like a date or something, like vodka soda, because it just does.
It's the least amount of weight. Tequila soda is slightly less weighty.
But I don't think I've been drunk though.
How's the dating game going? You date a lot?
I'm pretty cool, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I'm good, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Can you
I'm
tell not... everyone listening so I can
I've
cut
known,
out this
I've known you
There's
for
a lot
years,
of confidence. Yeah. You said that I'm pretty cool.
Right?
You
know? I go, right? Yeah. I'm pretty cool, right?
Every time I see you, it's like you and Heidi Klum are flirting. You two have a little thing, right?
Yeah,
but America's Got Talent, there's always hugging and then her kissing you on the cheek. It's not just like, I feel like you and Mil B have got nothing going on.
I'm not her type, I don't think.
Yeah, no, plus you're a racist. You're super racist.
Right.
Didn't Heidi say you were her favorite contestant of all time?
Yeah, I think someone made her say that. No. She said it, but I'll take it, you know? She probably meant it. She doesn't say things.
She probably
did. She could see us the power to say, I'm not going to say that.
You guys still talk?
I mean, we keep our private life private, you know? She's
can we get rooms from her?
They keep it so private, he doesn't even know what she's up to.
She's getting married to like a young man. That's the thing.
What happened to Seal?
So my friends just saw him at the grocery store and took a picture and sent it to me.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's what's been happening.
That's what he's at. Buying yogurt.
Grocery store. He's at the front of Ralph actually kissing roses. I don't know. That was the worst link I've ever done.
It works. My mom saw Seal in concert with her boyfriend.
Really?
She just moved in with her boyfriend, who I don't like.
Well, how does that work? How's your dad? Your dad still around?
He's either no. I mean, that'd be weird if like yeah, he's not happy about it. All the house together. My mom and her boyfriend and my dad. No, they got divorced when I was a child. I'm a comedian, you know.
They got divorced when you were a child. And were they disappointed in you? Was it your fault? Talk to me.
I don't know. I never really found out about the details of it. Like,
which one loves you more, your dad or your mom?
Probably my mom.
Yeah.
I got a little bit of the estranged father situation, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, fun,
really,
really. Fun
but you got
stuff.
This new dad.
I got a new dad. He's Jewish. It's great. I'm Jewish.
Yeah, no, that helps.
So I don't want to be like, I'm already the racist guy, so I'm like, yeah.
No, but it's nice. You have the same dicks. That's something. That's a talking point.
I said to my mom, I retract the last. I got uncomfortable. I tried to be funny, then I got uncomfortable. I almost made a sex joke.
Right now, you mean? Yeah, you should go with it.
No, I didn't like. I don't like that.
Well, I'll tell you where to get mushrooms. You say the fucking joke.
Okay, where? Tell me where the mushrooms are. Yeah, it's weird. He's rich though, so like when he dies, I'm gonna be rich. I think if they stick this out.
Does he have other kids?
No.
All right, cha-ching.
Right? Yeah. Like I don't like him, and I was saying don't move in with him. This guy's a schmuck, you know. But now I'm like, enjoy your life together.
I remember. Like, my son at one stage asked if he could have a sibling, and I looked at him and I said, do you know how much money this will cost you? Like, you understand, right? You're splitting half your wealth. Are you up for this? And he's like, yeah. He doesn't know yet.
He's just thinking about now.
He doesn't know yet.
It'd be forward.
He's the only kid in the world. My son doesn't want a pet. I keep going, how about I get you a dog? No. Do you want a cat? Might scratch me. He's just fucking not interested.
I heard it's bad if you don't have a pet as a kid. Like, Trump never had a dog.
But then he became president. So you may not like the guy, but he did achieve.
That's a good point.
I also like how you're basing it on one example.
So I'm just quoting things that people say to me. I don't have any thoughts myself.
Trump didn't have a dog.
But that's why he doesn't have empathy, because he never had a pet.
Yeah, he's probably still got an ex-wife in a box somewhere. He probably keeps all of his abortions somewhere in fucking formaldehyde in a tube.
Pets him, scratches him behind the ear a little bit.
Yeah. Just keeps him alive enough. Yeah.
Leg starts kicking.
Yeah. Eventually, Eric just grew out of the tube and now links the mattress.
Eric.
Has he been on the show?
Eric Trump? No. Yeah. No, he has not. No, we've never invited him, do we?
And now
it's too late.
Nah, if we do the new podcast, we can get him on there.
Speaking of this, my friend Eric is here right now. Eric, come up for a second. Come up. Now, Eric, who I met Eric at a poker game with a whole lot of rock stars. But
just the other night.
Yeah, just the other night. And Eric was on Locked Up Abroad. Yeah.
Do you clap for that? I don't know.
Congrats to me, I guess.
You don't know how. He was raping the guy who was put in there by mistake.
In Pakistan, if you rape a hooker, it's considered shoplifting. So it's
Eric, no wonder you went to prison with jokes like that.
Are you allowed to say your last name, Eric?
What's that?
Are you allowed to say your last name or for purposes?
It's not a secret that I was on Locked Up Abroad. People watch it.
Oh, yeah.
No, my last name's Ade.
Very aggressive. I can see why you were locked up. Well,
you don't come out of prison a happy guy, so you have no choice.
How long were you there? And you were in Pakistan, in Pakistan.
I was on death row in Pakistan for 9.5 months before they moved me to a different part of the prison. I was in jail for 3 years, but I was originally sentenced to 7 years.
Holy shit. And for what? Drugs?
Drugs.
We're originally sentenced for 7 years. Oh, until you were killed.
Well, yeah.
That wasn't like, no, well, whatever comes first.
Wait, were you trying to get drugs out of the country? That was the...
There's a little bit... It's not a two-second story,
He has a full documentary as well, which we'll plug. That's more intricate than Locked Up Abroad. But you tell your story, Eric.
Locked Up Abroad did a 13-hour rushed interview, and they crammed it into 48 minutes. So what they did was they left out a lot of unanswered questions, and then people around the world... I mean, I'm talking... It's been viewed over 900 million times. They only see a very small part of the story. So I was getting death threats every week. To this day, I still get death threats and people who, hey, I don't know if you know this, but everyone is 7 feet tall on the internet. So when they see your show, they plug in the questions to their own answers, and they're always wrong. So I had to make my own documentary called 3 Years in Pakistan, The Eric Ade Story, which is roughly an hour and 45 minutes, and it answers all the other questions.
That's out now?
Yes, you can get it on. It's for free on Amazon Prime, or you can rent it on iTunes. If you want to spend money, you go on iTunes. If you want to watch it for free, you go on Amazon Prime.
I got Amazon Prime. I'll watch it.
I mean, screw supporting it, but it's not for me. I'm not telling people to watch it for my sake. I'm telling them to watch it for their own sake. What happened to me can happen to anybody. I was duped into unknowingly smuggling narcotics for a very, very good friend of mine, and it happens all the time. People assume that if you're in jail for anything narcotics related, that you're guilty. That's not the case. Drug smugglers are shameless. They will get their product across any way they can, and if they can have you smuggle it for them and not tell you about it, then they don't have to pay you what you're really worth, and that's what happened to me. I was being used as a dupe, and I was conned into unknowingly smuggling narcotics. I was offered a deal, plead guilty, go home, or face a possible life in prison or death sentence, and I refuse to plead guilty for a crime I didn't commit, and that's what my documentary is about.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure I just listened to a podcast the other day with you on it.
Who's? I've done a lot.
I can't remember what it is right now, but...
He was bringing in... It was leather jackets.
Yeah. My job was to import expensive leather jackets back into the U.S., claiming them as my own to beat the import tax. So I got a free trip, I got a few spending bucks, and he beat the import tax and saved a lot of money. And a lot of people in their teens and early 20s were being offered this job. So people who have never traveled outside of the U.S. or to other countries, this was a great job. This was a legit job. I encouraged this job to all my friends, my family, my mother, my brothers. And a lot of people went on these trips because of my recommendation. And I... fortunately, was the one that found out the hard way. I'm glad it was me who found out and not someone else.
So you had other people who actually got through.
Yes. I had a lot of people doing this. I had a lot of people. Everyone at the gym I was working at was trying to work for this man because they thought it was a great opportunity, a right place, right time situation.
Wow.
I know guys trying to move some mushrooms. If you're interested, like...
Did you get to keep a leather jacket, or were they all...
I mean, no.
How did you get out of... you want to watch the documentary. Watch the documentary. Watch it, but yeah.
Watch the documentary.
You didn't escape, people. Right? You got out, like...
No, I didn't escape. I became a lawyer in Pakistan, and I worked on my case. I speak Urdu.
Wow.
I had to do it all through the Lam Iqbal Open University. I took correspondence courses. A lot of bribing, a little bit of luck. But bottom line, I was I was very lucky. I got through 3 years in jail in Pakistan right after 9/11, before, during, and after the Afghan and Iraqi war. And I was the only American over there. I know what white privilege gets you. White privilege gets you...
Your own TV show.
Stabbed.
Sorry.
Yeah, no. It gets you stabbed. It gets your fingers broken. It gets people trying to kill you simply for being an American. And... I had
in Pakistan. Okay. I was like, you're doing it wrong in this country. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know where you're living in this country. Well, that's amazing you're out. When we were just on tour in Asia, and the whole time I was thinking that, I mean, I didn't have any drugs on me, but I was just thinking about that. I was thinking about that show the whole time. Locked up abroad, where I was like, don't do anything. Don't smoke. It's like... In like Thailand,
I think it would be very easy to be set up. There's those people who wrap their bags in plastic and all that stuff. I never do it.
I never get that. Why do people do that?
So they can't put things in your bag. People can't shove shit into your bag.
That's why I thought it was so they don't go through your bag. And I'm like, they'll still cut it open.
So they can't put shit in your bag, man.
Oh, fucking hell.
I worked with a comic.
I don't even put the little padlock on. I used to put the little padlock on, but then I was like, that would be pretty easy to get through.
It's suspicious, too. Like,
yeah, it seems like they have the same little pissy key.
No, the TSA has a key.
I had a comic when I was like 19. I was opening for him, and he's like, do you want to put, I'm putting weed in my underwear. Do you want to do that and help me have travel with more? And I'm like, no.
Oh, no. He went, is that how you do it? Is that how you get high?
You just shove it up there. Have you ever done that? You just travel with weed? Like, I'm not even joking. Like, he put it in his underwear so he feels...
What are you asking me to incriminate yourself? No, I have not put weed in my underwear. I hardly even wear underwear.
Oh, I see.
If I put weed in my underwear with my hemorrhoids, it would come back as... I'd have to call it something red indigo to sell it.
God. You're a stuntman too?
Yeah,
no. Yeah, he's a stuntman.
I just looked you up on Wikipedia. Stuntman.
I was
just
stuntman. He was in movies. He was in Dude, Where's My Car? And then the next thing, he's fucking locked up in.
Oh, that was pre-locked up.
Yeah, I've been a stuntman.
Maybe that's why they locked you up.
27 years. Because I was like, Dude, Where's My Car?
He's the only person to play himself in Locked Up Abroad. There wasn't an actor who played him. You got to play himself.
Oh, wow. Like reenactments. So in 2017, you're in a movie called Death House.
Yeah.
As Randy the Rapist.
That's right. I've played a rapist seven
times. That's
the
only one that they mention on here as you.
What are you looking on?
This is your Wikipedia.
That's not my Wikipedia. Really?
That's you. Isn't that your name?
That Randy the Rapist?
Eric.
Well, yeah, that's Eric.
But there's... Wait, is that not you?
Should read the script.
I can't. I don't. Do you do your own Wikipedia? I don't do that.
I don't even have a Wikipedia. That's amazing.
I do know if, like, your second name is the Rapist, people are always going to think something of it. And like, if your second name is the Rapist, don't call the child Randy. It's like my friend.
Yeah, Randy.
It's like my friend Horny the Fingerer. He never got a fair crack at it. Wanted to go in politics, but no one ever took him seriously.
Well, You should watch Eric's documentary on Amazon Prime or iTunes, you said? And what's it called again?
It's called 3 Years in Pakistan, The Eric Ade Story. If you watch it and you have any questions afterwards, you can find me on Instagram. But the good thing about my documentary, which is a lot different than Locked Up Abroad, is people who suffer from PTSD or... are suicidal have been watching it and contacting me, and I've been able to show them what I had to do to get through some of the darkest days in my life, and it's been very, very therapeutic. I've had people say, look, I was like down on my dumps, I was literally at the edge, I was going to kill myself, and I watched what you went through, and for whatever reason it gave me a little bit more strength than I had. And that's awesome. That's a good thing about it. But also, it'll warn people that this happens. That you know, your best friend can set you up. People are getting arrested all the time. This is it's very common for things they didn't do. And if I had watched something like this back in the day when I was young, I would have been wiser and been able to walk away and see it for what it really was. So learn from my mistakes, and hopefully this won't happen to somebody else.
And when these people ring you up, do they ever like finish the phone conversation with, have you got any more of those leather jackets?
Oh, no, people make fun of me all the time. And usually from the Locked Up Abroad, like, people say things to me like, you know, you got raped every day.
Not every day.
Exactly. And you know, you sold your ass for a bowl of lentil soup. And I'm like, well, yeah, lentil soup's good. You know?
Yeah, lentil soup's good. What was the food like?
It was dull. The food was awful, man. But you adjust to it. You know?
Were you lean? Like it must have been.
You get a cup of dal twice a day in the general population, and a roti, which is like a tortilla. And I was, you know, twice.
Oh,
as
I love roti.
As everyone, you grow to love it. Food's food. But I was. I would get thrown into Kasori a lot for fighting. Mostly the guards. You have to fight. You have to stand up for yourself. Otherwise, you will starve to death. And if you don't, if you can't protect yourself, you're gonna have everything taken away from you. So I had to fight the guards. The guards assumed I always had money, and so, for a guard to work inside that prison, they have to bribe the chief checker $250 a month. Yet the government's only paying those guards $100 a month, which is at the time was 6,000 rupees. And the reason they want to work inside that prison is because that's where the money is. They're beating it out of you. They're extorting it out of you, or they're working for you. Mm. Now the newspapers at the time were promoting me big time. They were saying Eric Anthony Ade, a famous Hollywood actor. Because I did a few movies, you know, Dude, Where's My Car, Scorpion King, and whatnot. So the guards thought I was a millionaire, and so it was literally me against the damn guards. They'd always try to fight me when I was asleep, and so I would get thrown in Kasori. And in Kasori, you don't get food twice a day; you get it once a day. You get a cup of dal in the morning, and then you get your feet beaten for about an hour every day. Mm. And so I spent 132 days in Kasori, 8 weeks of it in a row. So I didn't get to eat that much, but. You know, it's all in my documentary, and I make fun of myself more than anyone else.
You said something to me the other night when we were talking about what you should do with your phone call. I don't want to set you up for something, but I thought that was interesting.
If tell everyone, if you get arrested in another country, don't call the U.S. embassy. The embassy doesn't care about you. They don't. Don't waste your one phone call on the U.S. embassy. Order a pizza, because you're not going to get fed during interrogation. And I know it sounds funny, but if I can go back and talk to myself back in the day, I'd say, Eric, order a pizza and be patient. You're going to get through this. It's going to hurt. Just be patient. The embassy can't do anything for you. It's pointless calling them. It really is.
How's the pizza in Pakistan, though?
Yeah, could I call the embassy and
it's
Postmates
spicy.
A pizza? do I get one Postmates?
Some lobster rolls?
Okay, you can order from anywhere.
Yeah.
For the U.S. There was an Australian that got arrested in jail, and for something that his wife did, because under Sharia law.
What, she just kept on talking back too much until he lost his shit?
She stole medical equipment from the hospital she was working at. So when they arrested her, they said her husband should know what his wife's doing. So they sentenced her to 100 lashings over the course of 10 weeks. So 10 lashings a week. They sentenced him to 1,000 lashings over that same course. Now, this guy, while he was in jail, I felt terrible for him, because he'd get 100. I mean, these lashings hurt. Mm. And so he'd have to lay down on his stomach, and he was like, I'm divorcing this bitch. I'm never going to talk to her again. Understandably, but we felt terrible for this guy, because he was getting beat for something his wife did.
Also, they would have treated him worse because of the cricket rivalry. I'm serious. They're like,
jokes.
You don't play them in cricket. Like, they're competitors. Pakistan versus Australia.
I know that, but, you know, and the people listening in Australia know that, but, you know.
And the people in Pakistan who are listening.
This show's great. You get all the reality show stars. America's Got Talent, Locked Up Abroad.
This is, every episode's like this.
You gotta get 90 Day Fiancé.
Vanderpump Rules.
I love how you compare your reality to his.
You got second. I went to jail on death row. Hey, yeah. Who had it worse?
I was on that international television. Simon Cowell telling me I'm not funny. Like, it's the same thing.
Yeah, that must have
you can relate. We got a lot in common.
Respect, man.
The torches. He got his feet massaged every morning.
I was locked in a room for 8 hours in the second round.
What'd you
eat? And, well, this is the thing.
Like, complete buffet.
How'd you get through that?
We weren't allowed to leave for 8 hours. Subway sandwiches, they all had mayonnaise on them. I don't eat mayonnaise. I was like, can I go across the street to Jamba Juice? They're like, you can't. And I didn't eat.
You feel my pain. I do.
I think you guys are going to be friends.
We can relate.
I'm not comparing, but.
Do you still have MySpace? You'll be in my top eight.
Yeah, dude, they deleted MySpace yesterday. Did you hear about this?
What?
All of MySpace, all the records.
No, just the music. Like 12 years of music.
And photos and videos.
So they basically just deleted MySpace.
So what's MySpace now?
I just logged into MySpace last week.
Just the fucking tombstones and shit? What is it?
I don't know.
No, I deleted the music by accident.
Just a picture of Tom with a noose around his neck?
No, he sold it a long time ago. He's fine.
Also, I got comments. I had someone on my YouTube for America's Got Talent clip. They said, watching you made me want to kill myself. So it's the opposite kind of.
That's a compliment. Go for it.
I like affecting people.
No,
like,
because I would never be as funny as you. I wrote that to you.
That was you. Oh, thank you. Jimmy 47. That was you. Oh, thanks, man.
All right. Well, we got to talk about the actual show we did. What are we, 40 minutes in? We haven't mentioned the TV program.
We don't have to do anything.
We have new rules.
Well, we can talk about it just a little bit, because we did have to mention the shooting in New Zealand. Now, I know that I heap shit on New Zealand all the time, and I've just been pretty mean about New Zealand, but obviously this was a huge tragedy that happened, and the gunman was Australian. Yep. So that's that makes it more tense, my relationship with New Zealanders, I think.
You know, you got to say, though, that New Zealand has handled this very well. The Prime Minister and the country, I feel like this is the way you respond to this. I don't know what the guy looks like. I don't know his name. I don't want to. But it's like, that's very rare.
Also,
it's
she's, like, it's like, she, sure. if she's not, she's got to be close to it. The youngest world leader in the world.
How old is she?
She's in her 30s.
Yeah.
Right? She's in her 30s. She was pregnant while she was running for office. Living in an apartment, and then she just sort of won. And now she's going around hugging people in mosques and stuff like that. And there's something to be said for youth in this situation, rather than just a bloke like Trump that'll just be like, yeah, people are crazy or whatever. That's my Trump impersonation.
That's pretty good. Thought he was in the room.
But she was very good.
Petting fetuses.
Petting fetuses. The Donald Trump story. Can't wait for that biography to come out.
She's the third youngest.
Third youngest. Who's the youngest world leader?
Sebastian Kurz, Austria.
I was going to say
31,
that.
And then Kim Jong-un is 34.
Yeah, North Korea.
She's 38.
Yeah, but he inherited it.
He's a leader.
Yeah, she's 38.
He's supreme leader.
He had to kill his uncle.
34?
Yeah, he looks terrible. Fucking haircuts and up, and I'm like,
and that guy's divine. He is genetically better than everyone else in North Korea. I can't wait to see the rest of him.
Can you imagine? Like, they're all told that they're trash compared to him. So like, they're all body dysmorphia because like we don't look fat and ugly.
Well,
and,
we are doing a piece later on in the season that's already recorded where we went to North Korea. We went and visited some North Korean defectors. And they said as kids, they were like, oh man, I would have loved to have met his dad. Like, he was like a god to them. They believed that he was doing a round of golf where he got 7 hole in ones on his first go.
It was like around 18 holes, 19 shots.
Yeah, it was something.
Which is funny because then he like admitted to like, one of them I had to do two shots. Like,
but you know who doesn't now is Trump.
Yeah.
You see that story?
Well, the older bloke says he never had a poo.
And he invented the cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Do you hear Trump is on? And there's a plaque at some Trump resort that says it's a fake golf magazine ad or something. Says that he won some competition that he was never in.
Probably
the presidency.
Yeah.
So we
talked about that. We all have our opinions. What I have found funny about this whole thing is that I've started receiving my gun control hate mail that I get about once a year. And now the hate mail I'm receiving is because the gun laws did not work in the New Zealand shooting. Okay, I need to say this. Australia and New Zealand are not the same country. They had different gun laws. Australia have banned assault rifles. New Zealand had not. But New Zealand has now. They did it right away afterwards. It goes into action, I think, in 10 days' time.
So. I think people, though, and I'm not saying that they should, but a lot of people think, just equate New Zealand with Australia automatically just because you're down
there.
No,
they're our Canada.
No, but, I know. It's like it's a three-hour train ride.
If we said to you that Canada's America, you know, it's Australasia or whatever, but it's you know, like this is North America, it includes Canada, but no, they're not the same country.
No, I understand, but I'm just saying, you know, when people just, some people don't even know like where Iowa is that live in this country, and then you expect them to know where New Zealand, so they're just going to do it. But yeah, I guess, whatever.
We're dumb Americans, we don't know.
Then we had a field piece. Now, we weren't going to put the field piece that we did in this week's episode, but we put it in, we moved it forward a few episodes after the New Zealand tragedy because we felt it was more poignant to do it then. And it was about
immigration.
It was about immigration and people in Australia and whatnot who are getting very upset by Muslim immigration. And so that piece sort of fit. And I am fully expecting loads of hate mail as this show airs.
Is it true that, do you really, you know, I don't know if it's just on the show or between breaks, but you were saying that you sing the bingo song with about dingo. Is that true?
No, that is not true.
I believed it.
We also sing bingo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I forgot.
Oh, you really forgot.
Yeah.
I thought you were doing a bit,
and
too.
The dingo stole my baby. D-I-N-G-O. Yeah, it still works.
So they're like, are they like coyotes? What's the deal?
I learned on this trip, you were there, Forrest, that they're not indigenous to Australia. They're from Asia.
They're from Asia. And there were hundreds of years ago.
What happened was they've been there for a long time. They tried bringing in some leather jackets back in the day, and that was them done.
So they
it
were.
It happens.
they're not from Australia, and then they came there, and they ended up killing the top predator that was there, the Tasmanian tiger, was like one of the things. And then they ended up killing other animals, and it's livestock specifically. So they made this really long fence to exclude them from these areas where the farmers were. But what they found out now is that it's actually hurting the ecosystem because there's no top predator to call the kangaroos or foxes or other animals that are killing smaller animals. So the bird population has gone down and other small mammals. So the fence is actually doing more harm than good because the dingo's actually now really
Steve Irwin
be,
over
yeah.
here.
Yeah, but also when you put the fence up, how do you know which side the dingoes are on?
Yeah, you got to run
like
them up.
There's too many questions here, but yeah, like so. Yeah, and the dingo fence is the longest fence or wall in the world.
Yeah, but you can't see it from outer space because it's a fence.
Yeah, because it's a fence. You can't see it from outer space, but it's much longer.
You guys have three fences. There's like a cat fence, a dingo fence, and a rabbit fence.
We have a rabbit fence as well.
I think there's a cat
fence. The rabbit fence has Aboriginal connotations as well, and that's, if you watch that movie, it's very sad.
What do you mean?
I can't remember.
The movie's called The Rabbit Fence?
Yeah, Rabbit Fence. It's a lot to get into.
Wait, your mic, something's cutting out.
It got very somber all of a sudden.
Oh, there, it was just our headphones.
Yeah. This isn't.
Oh, there's a movie called Rabbit Proof Fence.
Rabbit Proof Fence, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't look like we should describe this.
No. It's
we're back.
It's harrowing.
this looks like Eric's story right here.
This has been the cheeriest one we've ever done. Hey, Eric, I ask you this. Is there part of you that appreciates that you went through this? Or, of course, you wish it never happened, but...
No, there's a lot of me that appreciates it. I mean, I talk about it a lot and extensively in my documentary, but there's things I would never have realized how wonderful they were in my life. I mean, the thing I missed the most, I mean, was water. The thing I missed the absolute most was water, ice. You know, the simplest things that people, you know, they would rather have soda and everything.
They didn't give you water?
No.
Well, how did you drink?
We drank tea. What we did drink was like really dirty. Like it was always making you sick. So you had to get bottled water. But when everything's taken away from you, you miss the little things. You don't miss what car you're driving. You don't miss what cool jewelry you have or whatnot. You miss food. You miss being with friends. You miss simple phone calls.
Well, I assume, dude, where's my car got you prepared for not having a car?
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Should have got a Brita.
Jack, can you
problem
give him a
solved,
water, please?
Get him a fucking water.
I know, I'm
water,
thirsty Jack. Now. Here we go.
For your phone call.
Thank you.
Yeah,
get a Brita.
Get the Brita on the phone call.
That's a really good.
It let me appreciate the little things in my life a lot more, and also help others, you know, realize the things around them. Like we all, especially in America, we all live like kings and queens. And when you think about it, if you have a little money in your bank and a roof over your head, and you're not worried about where you're going to sleep tonight, then you live in the top 8% of all of the world, and people don't even understand that.
Yeah, it's true.
And I had to go through hell to realize how great my life really is.
That's right, Taylor.
So
we had water on.
Like this has all really made me think. And what I'm thinking about is, if you piss into a Brita, does it come out water?
I don't know. We should try that out.
I think it would. Jack, if you urinate into a Brita, does water come out the other end?
I don't know how small the filters in there, if they'll get all the particular. I don't know.
Well, hashtag piss Brita.
Hashtag
piss Brita.
We're doing a hashtag.
I'm sure we'll get comments too.
Join the condensation.
Brita piss or piss Brita? What do you want to do?
Brita piss. Piss Brita.
Isn't that what Waterworld's about? Remember that scene? He like pees in the thing and he.
They drink the piss.
Oh well, that answered that question.
That wasn't a Brita though. It was just like a sail.
I know you can drink your own piss.
Well, not for long.
A lot of people
do it anytime.
No. A lot of people do it. They say if you do it right away, it comes out sterile. And a lot of people say that you're meant to do it. A lot of like
No. It's all sorts of toxic.
People who are into yoga and shit drink their own piss. It's very popular.
They do goat yoga too. You can't drink your own piss.
I saw it on that reality.
You get sick after a while.
What's that show? A Strange Addiction. I saw it on there for real. You should get one of those people on the show. But this lady, she drinks her own pee, and like it becomes toxic though because it's all your toxins.
I heard it's good for you to drink your own urine.
Who told you this? Who told you this?
I heard it somewhere.
How much are you going to pay Jack to drink your Brita pee?
I paid Jack $50 to drink basically a cup of melted butter.
With some crab
with crab
pieces.
Leg chunks in it.
It was
and lobster. Oh, you had a rough.
No, it was all the stuff that went over the crab legs, and then it was just a plate of it sort of slightly congealing. And then we poured into a glass, and he'd already eaten 3 steaks. I went $50, Jack, to pay that. And I turned around, and he'd already started drinking it before I offered the money. And he did it. He fucking muscled through.
It was disgusting.
Jack.
Did you get the 50 bucks?
Hey, can we just pass Jack the microphone for a second? Jack, you've got your jersey. We've got to thank the people who sent you Clean Dick 99. It was a Tottenham jersey.
Oh, it's great. It fits perfectly. The letters started falling off, though, but I have kit and wardrobe fixing it.
Oh, good. You got the wardrobe department. They seem to have a lot of free time. like, it's just me in a suit each week. Can we got these people on the books full time? So, we got Clean Dick 99. Have you got any good looks from that? Has anyone said anything?
Yeah. I've gotten laid.
Oh, no.
No. Mm. Are you any close? You got a date coming up?
Nope.
You told me you went on a date and it didn't go very well.
It did not.
Ah, good.
Do you have any shows you want to promote?
Yes.
What's your show, Jackie boy?
April 5th.
You got so happy.
Ace Hotel. 8 minutes in front of Jim Jefferies.
He is opening up for me at the Ace Theater in front of 2,000 people. Jack's doing 8 minutes.
That's awesome.
And in front of his family.
8 minutes. And his family.
15 family members.
15 family members.
That's what I'd be most worried about. I wouldn't worry about the other people. I'd worry about your family.
Yep. I try not to think about it. They came all the way
from... Have they ever seen you do comedy?
No.
Ooh.
They're coming all the way from the East Coast.
I don't believe they will.
I was going to say, neither have we.
One day, hopefully. Yeah. Jack is an aspiring stand-up comic.
They'll get a photo of you that looks like you're doing comedy.
He's not good.
That's all you need is the pic.
No. Jack did some good shows in South Africa.
He's getting better.
Wait, you said he's not good? Is that what you just said?
He's very green.
He's only at the beginning of this journey.
But to be fair, when Jim is inviting him out on stage, like on the Asia tour, there was 1,000, 1,200, 1,500 people. He just ran out and did it, even though... You know, like normally you'd be afraid. Yeah, he has a lot of confidence.
He can't talk to women, but he's got fucking huge balls. On him.
A lot of confidence, not a lot of
material.
Yeah, but you get it. There you go. Yeah. That's your best joke ever.
Or presence.
or
is that Chris Farley? Or good hygiene.
I was in Japan the week before you were. And
I know there's a lot of talk around town. What were you doing?
They're all talking about me.
Were you just going out with your mate
from America's Got Talent.
Yeah. Oh no, I don't know what he means.
Did you and him hang out?
I grew up. I studied Japanese as a kid. I have a bunch of friends out there for my life. I have friends who do like pro wrestling over there. I have like five weird.
Wait, you studied Japanese?
Yeah, yeah. When I was like a child, my mom used to work out there for.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. I was asked to do a stand-up comedy show in Japanese. I got hired to do a thing a few years ago, like a silly documentary thing, and they kept telling me.
Oh, you do it in Japanese?
Yeah, my Japanese is like a two-year-old, literally a level of a two-year-old.
How do you say yes again?
Hey.
No, it's a...
Yes, yeah, hi.
Arigato.
Hi.
Arigato.
Hi.
That's thank you?
Yeah, I was saying thank you for him saying yes.
Okay, understandable. But this translation...
Nada.
There you go.
All right, you give me one joke in Japanese, and I'm going to see if I can tell what the gist of the joke is.
Well, the thing is, I don't speak. I'll tell you why.
Damn it, Taylor.
Okay, what did I say? I was like, I don't know. I don't speak Japanese. I was like, Konnichiwa, boku wa Taylor des, boku wa Moshiroi des, Nihongo o hanashimasen.
It's great delivery.
That got more laugh to English-speaking people.
Right, my name is Taylor.
Yeah.
I shit myself. Oh no.
Premature ejaculation.
So I said it long. I forgot what the words were, but like, hi, my name's Taylor. What I say right now, hi, my name's Taylor. I'm very funny. I don't know how to speak Japanese. So I wanted to get one laugh. Right. I had this Japanese comedian introduce me as like very funny, very famous. Just be honest, you know. Mm. And then I went out on stage.
Yeah,
and
the Asians don't have computers.
They don't know anything. Well. And so then I wanted to get one laugh. So I had this whole speech. I'm very funny. I'm going to tell you some jokes. Actually, I don't know how to speak Japanese. These are all the words I don't know how to say. Cute laugh. Get out of there. Feel good. Get a little footage. And so I said, Then they all stared at me as you guys are doing. And then I left, and then I talked to my buddy. I'm like, what happened? He's like, oh, I forgot to tell you. In Japanese, we don't have the word uh-oh.
Yeah, but uh-oh is not a word. Uh-oh is like an emotion.
No, they don't have it at all. It's like literally.
That's because in their culture, they don't make mistakes.
Yeah, that's true. They have to kill themselves if they make a mistake.
Yeah, we don't have uh-oh. We just have suicide.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
But their uh-oh is, oh. I'm not even joking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, that's all
you Yeah, it's just uh-oh without the uh.
if you go down, if you go, oh, is that a different? Is that different? Is that like, oh,
I don't know. That's Australia, actually, I think.
Is that the difference?
This is a fun Australia joke, the toilet, kind of. Not hilarious, but it's like, I thought it was in the moment.
You did a joke about the toilet?
Because there's whatever.
It was all right.
I mean, all right. Listeners, please. They're like, we don't respect you.
All right.
Hashtag Britipus.
So then we did a thing on shame where we talked about people being shamed over time. I'll just gloss over that because we've had so many good
The Kid in the Cage.
Kid in the Cage is back. Kid in the Cage, most adorable kid.
Just because the point was we worry about all this bullshit and there's...
We're worrying about, like, 8 years ago, Chris Rock let Louis C.K. say the N-word, and we're worried about whether people like Green Book
Kevin
or
Hart,
not, and Kevin Hart had a tweet, and the things that we get all messed up in, and there's still kids in cages in detention centers who won't see their parents again. So, that was a funner piece about.
Yeah, we had a kid in a cage. Way funner.
We love the kid in the cage. He's the most adorable little kid in the cage, and he always delivers his line. He knows his stuff. He's a very professional kid in the cage.
He's the top. He's the number one kid in the cage.
Steve and his mum's like, we're like, hey, can we put your kid in the cage again? She's like, sure.
Yeah, she's all for it.
Zero fucks for the mum.
And I guess the clothes, they were about to throw out the clothes or something like that. It was like in a bag for Goodwill or something. And our producer, Andrew, was like, oh, make sure you bring the same clothes. So
the child's clothes?
Yeah, so hopefully the ones he used on set.
His shoes are on the table.
Yeah.
Right there. There's children's
like
shoes
weird.
On the table.
No. Jack's just cutting free.
And then our last act was AIDS is cured.
AIDS is cured.
Cured, everybody.
I've always been a big fan of doing AIDS jokes. Now, for whatever reason, I do not understand this, but AIDS is the only disease disease, you're not allowed to make jokes about. People are holier than thou. About you can make jokes about cancer. You can make jokes about Parkinson's. You can definitely make jokes about diseases that we don't really have anymore.
Heart disease.
Like polio and stuff like that. You can go to town on all the diseases. But you do an AIDS joke, people get really offended. And I don't know why, because it's all but cured. People who are living with AIDS longer than ever. And now they've cured a couple of people in Britain. So we thought we'd give it a crack. Now, the show hasn't aired yet, so we don't know what the response is going to be.
So, there was one, it was one patient in London and one in Berlin, and now a third in Dusseldorf. And they call him the London patient, the Berlin patient, the Dusseldorf patient. It's kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
Dusseldorf patient. That'll be a good movie.
Yeah, yeah, it's best film.
Yeah. I got a Canadian guy once in Canada.
He
got,
oh, really?
And,
you got AIDS?
Tell us more about your exotic travels.
I've been all over in Calgary, and I did a SARS joke, and he, after the show, he gave me a speech about it. And like, but I'm not judging him, but like, it was... like to me, it just sounds like a funny thing, but he's like, yeah, I have like five family members who died. From-
I did a joke about swine flu, and this fucking pig got upset with me. Real ugly chick she was.
You have to have AIDS and cancer.
I love the second part.
You have to have AIDS and cancer to get cured, though.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I know.
Well, they found out because it's a similar type of therapy that they're using to cure people with cancer. They found out if you have AIDS, then you get it. It's similar to this CAR T immunotherapy kind of thing where they do the stem cells stuff. But so, you know, good news if you have both of those. Finally, some good news for you if you have AIDS and cancer.
Do you believe that there's cures out there for things and then the pharmaceutical companies keep it away from people so they can keep paying?
I just don't think there's people who can keep that many secrets.
Yeah, because it would get out.
Kelly's nodding. Kelly believes
is. I really do.
Based on what evidence?
Just like documentaries I've seen about people going to places in other countries and like changing their diets and doing all that stuff. Like there's a lot of holistic therapy that you can do that helps.
Sure, that works sometimes. And there's people that have done holistic therapy and it doesn't work. So it's
not
like,
true. If the medicine works, it gets tested and then it becomes actual medicine. Penicillin is mold off an orange. Holistic medicine is complete and utter fucking bullshit.
But then they won't make money off of chemo and all that shit anymore if they cure cancer.
They'll make money off it.
So why in countries like Britain and Australia where your healthcare is free, do they still give us this money-making fucking remedies?
I don't know.
Yeah, answer us that.
Riddle me this, riddle me that.
Yeah.
How many cancer patients does it take to make fat? I don't know. Because they got cancer, they'd be thin, and then you have to fatten them up again.
They would.
Yeah, yeah, that's my cancer riddle.
So I know at the beginning you mentioned people are going to go crazy on this.
That's the best cancer riddle joke I've heard today.
I'm a chancer for cancer. There's another one. Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know what somewhere. That means. I don't know what that means.
A chancer.
Yeah, I might get cancer. We all might get cancer. Jack, how do you think you'll die?
Too much hair.
Alone.
Alone?
I get too sad.
I'm going to tell you, Jack, here's a little thing. We all die alone. It's a load of bullshit that we die with other people. Someone might be in the room with you, but in the end, you go through it by yourself.
Yeah, can't bring your hair with
you. We all die alone, Jackie boy. You'll die lonely, which is a different thing. but we all die alone. So don't worry about it.
A long walk.
I assume you'll die from too much Coca-Cola. There'll be some type of thing with your pancreas not producing enough something.
Oh, good Lord.
His father works at Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah?
His father's an executive at Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. And so Jack drinks strictly Coca-Cola. He won't drink Pepsi.
Mm-mm. Do you drink water?
Yeah.
Dasani.
Yeah. Yeah, but it has to be mixed with sugar and this cola flavoring.
Put some carbonation in there, I'll be good to go.
What was the first thing you ate when you got out of the clink?
The first thing I ate, well, I was the only white guy getting off the plane coming back from Pakistan, so I missed my connecting flight to LA and Chicago because I was getting strip searched. They said there's something wrong with this guy, so they were strip searching me. I missed, and this is Christmas Day. The first thing I wanted to eat was a Wiener Schnitzel chili dog because I was craving those when I was in Kasori for some reason. But the first thing I actually ate, like I ordered room service like crazy when I was in Chicago. I ordered parfait. I ordered pizza. I just went crazy on the menu list, and they just kept bringing food up to the room. But yeah, parfait was the first thing I ate when I got back into America.
Parfait. Yeah. Me and my girlfriend, we have a little thing where people don't always know what a parfait is, right? So we just give people a bit of cake like this, going, oh, I made this parfait for you. And people never judge you and go, all right. And then you go, did you enjoy the parfait? And they start getting confused, going, maybe that is parfait and I've been wrong all the time. No one is yet to go, that's not parfait. I can give you a fucking steak sandwich and go, here's a parfait. What was your parfait? Because parfait goes sweet and savory. Parfait is like a dessert layered in a cup, and then sometimes it's like yogurt with fucking cereal and all that type of stuff. What was your parfait?
Yeah, it was yogurt.
Yeah, yogurt
and nuts on it.
How soon after you were free did you go back to eating Indian or Pakistani food?
Not very soon. Not very soon at all. You know, my girlfriend and I were in India last year. We loved Indian food up until that trip, and she got so sick over there, poor thing, that we haven't eaten Indian food since. That was February last year. She was sick for the whole week while we were there. Indian food, I from what I remember before that incident, we loved it.
Can I ask a question? Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, you got to raise your hand.
A question?
Yeah.
What was when was the first time that you allowed yourself to complain about things that we complain about as the 8%?
Yeah, when you go from shitting yourself after the Indian food, you're like, oh, has someone got a sore butt now, do they? Let me tell you a story about when I ate some Indian food for 3 fucking years.
No, but he was in Pakistan. They hate India.
Yeah, they have the same cuisine.
It's like New Zealand, Australia. It's the same.
Very thing, similar. Yeah. Anyway, so answer the question.
I understand what you're saying. I mean, I complain all the time, but I also have to remind myself quite a bit that you know, it's nowhere near as bad as it can be. The saying I say a lot is, that's normal. It's not the worst thing that's happened to me. You know, whenever something really bad happens to me, I go, it's not even close to the worst thing that's ever happened to me. A lot of people will compare, like they'll talk to me about bad things they've been through, people who don't know about my past. I've had people talk to me about how they went to prison for a weekend or to jail for a weekend, and it was the worst thing that ever happened, and they had to protect themselves, and they were so scared. And I just let them talk, because the way you might handle something is different than the way I might handle something. So, you know, I listen. I don't go around trying to compare my bad skeletons to someone else's bad skeletons.
I don't know. I've once been booed off in a theater of about 2,000 people. I'm telling you, you never get used to that.
It's a solid 10 lashings right there.
Jim, have you been to jail?
I have not been to jail, no.
Not yet. Hey, all right. You got that to look forward to, at least.
Yeah, I got that to look forward to. I assume they'll figure out the embezzling and all that type of stuff one day. I'm a real Bernie Madoff type fella.
Do you hear about that baseball player's getting the $140 million or $240 million contract?
Trout.
But he has Florida residency, and if he had California residency, you automatically lose more than half in taxes.
Yeah, the taxes.
But if you say you live in Florida, then you don't have to do that.
Even though he plays in California.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I made one tweet, by the way. I could be wrong.
He's in trouble, is he?
Nah, no, he's not in
trouble. He just got the loophole.
Yeah, Trout. That's what you do.
Loophole.
That's what you do. And also, trouts do live in the Florida area.
Do you?
Mm. Trouts, marlins.
Oh, if I could hit, Forrest is a marine biologist before he's a comedian. And he lived in Florida. So if anyone knows if trouts lived in the Florida
sea trout. They're sea trout.
Boom.
Here we go.
Boom. Boom. Factual.
Freshwater, not really a lot of trout there. You get some bass and stuff like that.
You really do know about the animals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's true.
The animals.
The marine biologist. Yeah.
What? Because earlier he was very impressive when
for
he was 15
years.
About...
Yeah, I was in the science world. I don't remember a lot.
Now you do this shit?
Yeah. I'm fucking.
It's
comedy.
When people have like real respectable jobs and get into comedy afterwards.
Yeah.
How is this not respectable?
No, I mean you're doing like what you're doing.
Me? I'm writing on the show.
You're in a suit.
it's honestly the suit.
Listen up, runner up. Let me tell you a couple of things.
Listen, I've kept my mouth shut. I've been through a lot.
Does the Japanese fellow, does he make good money out of the dancey dance?
I get what you're saying. Like they're like, yeah, you just do like a little bit. Like we do stuff for an hour. These guys go on stage for like 3 minutes and then that's their bit. He's the dancer. He does like a quick, he does like an 8-minute performance. His corporate gigs around the world. He makes
out
like
of breath then.
He gets out of breath, is that what you're
saying? I would think so. Anytime I watch that, I'm like, I'm out of breath just watching people dance.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like physical comics, when they're doing something really physical on stage, and sometimes I'm like, nah.
Yeah, no. I can't do that.
Yeah, I'm dumb.
Can you imagine if people change their shirts between sets? They have two shows a night, but they get so sweaty, they have to change their shirt, you know?
Whenever I go to a special, I always record two shows, And so we always get two outfits, identical outfits, two leather jackets, two t-shirts, two jeans. That's what two outfits are.
And socks?
And so
underwear?
And socks. But that's for if in between shows I put some pizza on my shirt.
It's not a sweat issue. It's a fucking food. All right, Jim. So I think people are going to be worried about the podcast.
Look, we may start up another podcast, but that's, you know, this was under...
Those are words that are going to make people sad. Right,
yeah,
now.
This was under Comedy Central. Comedy Central, in their infinite wisdom, have decided that it's better to do the other system. I don't think they disliked our podcast or anything like that. No. I just think it's another way that the network's trying to market their shows or what have you. And so we're going to be sad to not do this for you every week, but who knows? I may be podcasting sooner than you think or later than you think. I don't know, but we'll keep you posted somehow.
Is this my fault?
I'm like this. How?
No, it's your fault, Dad.
How on earth would I ever let anyone know if we did start another podcast? There's no way to tell the public.
Yep.
Yes, we'll tweet something out if something happens.
Yeah, there you go. I'll put it in the podcast group, Jim Jeffrey Show podcast group, which
will get to 10,000 people.
Yeah, and people will be very upset, Naren. Anything else you want to promote, Taylor?
Can you get me on Locked Up? I'd love to. I need a new...
Easy, yeah. Just come hang out with me over the weekend. We'll go to Mexico. We'll get in a fight and teach you. I've been arrested in Mexico with my friends.
After this?
Nah, before. I got arrested when I was 19 with my friends down in TJ for fighting some sailor guys.
It was TGI Fridays.
One of our boys was hitting on a girl. Thank one of Jesus their boys, they got in a fight Friday. Over. So we all backed each other up and we all got in a brawl. We got arrested over the weekend at like a little TJ prison.
Dude, my initials are TJW, so I'm down.
Think you would do well in prison.
Oh, yeah. Taylor.
You'd be the belle of the ball.
Yeah. You would be passed around like a fucking...
But it's probably a little... It's physically, it's troublesome, you know? But then emotionally, it's kind of flattering.
You wouldn't have enough time to tell the Me Too stories about you.
But there's so much rejection in my life in LA and show business. I feel like I'd appreciate it.
I feel like
it.
You do well with the women, right?
I'm okay.
You got a girlfriend?
No, I had one of those and then no more.
What happened? Why did she get disappointed in you?
Well, she's going to listen to this probably. I have a theory that she listens to everything that I do.
Oh, so. You dumped her.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you're like, really? You would dump a girl. You know?
I couldn't get it.
Like, come on. You know, it's hard to meet, I'm trying to think of a funny answer, but sincerely, you know, I'd like to meet a girlfriend. I switched my Bumble to relationship, to what I'm looking for. It's like, the options are like casual, I'm not sure yet, which just seems weird. That just seems fishier than casual. And I'm just like, I don't know. No, that means you don't want to put casual because you think it looks creepy, but that's what you want.
I think that it's complicated or whatever means. I'm fucking other people. That's all that means. I'm fucking other people.
Yeah.
Well, go to Taylor Comedy on Instagram or Twitter if you want to
Maybe you can help Jack with Bumble.
Yeah, and swipe right.
Eric,
you talking to me?
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing wrong. I never swipe right.
You need to swipe right or left.
You need to swipe right for the matches. So.
And so if you see Taylor, swipe right.
Thank Jeez. You. Yeah.
Swipe right.
And one more time, Eric, let us know where you can watch your documentary.
You can watch it on iTunes. You can find if you go to my Instagram page, there's a link under my homepage at Eric Aude, Eric with a K, E-R-I-K-A-U-D-E. And if you got Amazon Prime, we're on 30 different platforms, YouTube Red, Frontier, Vimeo, but iTunes is the most popular, or Amazon Prime.
All right. I'm going to go home and watch that tonight. Amazon Prime.
I have a comedy special on Amazon Prime. Will you watch that afterwards?
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure. That's the one where I feel held hostage.
this is a time where I tell you to subscribe to our podcast, but I don't even know what that means anymore. So.
All right. Good night, Australia.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.